The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, is under pressure to stem the bleeding caused to the Labor Party by allegations of bullying and now sexual harassment against Western Sydney Labor MP Emma Hussar. BuzzFeed News has published details from a letter outlining the allegations, including some very graphic examples of sexual behaviour and misuse too of funds. The New South Wales Labor Party is investigating, but a spokesperson for Bill Shorten said yesterday he'd not seen the letter in question. Alice Workman is political editor at BuzzFeed News. She joins me in the breakfast studio. Hello, Alice.
Good morning, Fran.
Alice, how come you've seen this letter and Bill Shorten hasn't? As I understand it, this is the letter from the person running the inquiry, John Whelan, a lawyer for the New South Wales Labor Party, to Emma Hussar. This is a major breach of privacy and process, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you're correct in saying that it is a letter that was written by the lawyer that New South Wales have appointed to head up the investigation into Emma Hussar's office and the conduct that has taken place in that office over the last 2 years. It's a letter that sources gave to BuzzFeed, who, of course, I will not reveal who those sources were, but it's something that we deemed to be in the public interest. And I think it's worth noting that Labor leader Bill Shorten had indicated earlier this week that there was no guarantee that the report into Emma Hussar and her office would be made public or whether the recommendations would be made public. And in the past, when New South Wales Labor have done investigations into MPs, they haven't been made public. And so I think that that was something that we considered when we weighed up that this was in the public interest and worthy of publishing.
But these are allegations. They haven't been proven. Emma Hussar has categorically denied the new allegation in your story, which are of a sexual nature, describing them as absolute lies. Labor MP Jason Clare, who was in the room and was the focus, apparently, allegedly, according to these latest allegations, says they're absolutely not true. It didn't happen. Now these sexual allegations are out there. The nature of them, the titillation factor, if you like, they're getting the headlines. Mm. Why did you decide to publish these particular explicit allegations when BuzzFeed hasn't yet published anything?
Well, we broke the story about the investigation 2 weeks ago and before that story was published and over the course of the last few weeks, we have put a series of questions about allegations and the investigation to Emma Hussar, and she has refused on every occasion to answer them. She refused to answer questions about the story that was published yesterday. Instead, she decided to tweet. She didn't specify in her tweet which of the allegations that it was that she was saying were untrue, and she hasn't. She hasn't been willing to answer any specifics about it. So we deemed that it was in the public interest to publish what we had been given and for people to make up their own minds.
Okay, even though these are untested allegations yet, they're being tested.
But
now,
I would say insofar as you're correct that people seem to have focused on the incident that happened allegedly in Jason Clare's office in August last year. Now, that incident, in response to that incident, I have spoken to the person that made the allegations about that incident, and that former staffer stands by that story and says, as we wrote in the story, that he never said that Jason Clare saw what had happened, but the staffer was in the direct eyeline and witnessed it. Okay. And stands by it.
Let's leave Emma Hussar for a moment and let's talk about the NEG. Well, actually, let's not talk about the NEG, which is the National Energy Guarantee. We're now talking about NEG Plus, Alice. This has come onto the scene. Josh Frydenberg, the minister, confirmed it will be NEG, the National Energy Guarantee, plus the ACCC recommendation for lower power prices, which called for the government to help finance new competitors into the energy market for firming power or sort of baseload power. Some of his colleagues think that means subsidising coal power. Is that what it's going to mean?
Well, I think the one thing that the Liberal sources have told me that they've taken away from Super Saturday is that all of the exit polling and Crosby Texter polling that was done on the ground showed definitively the one issue that people cared about above everything else was power prices. And that's why on Monday, following Super Saturday, Tony Abbott came out so strongly and talked about power prices, because it's something that Malcolm Turnbull and the other ministers, when they were on the ground, didn't address, even though it was within the party known as the number one issue. So I think that's why these moves are being made ahead of the meeting next week.
Alice Workman, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Alice Workman is political editor at BuzzFeed News and our regular Friday political commentator.